So, it's Friday. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to our pre-show. Now, again, we have the fan on in the background in case you hear any noise that's bugging you. So, where are we at here? Very bizarre today at the Science of the Funny. I had two no-shows, but it turned out to be fantastic because... the guy that did show up was Phil Lamar. And all you have to do is take one look at Phil Lamar's IMDb page to see what this guy is all about, what he's done. He's done a shit pot load of stuff, as a voice artist especially, but in every area of entertainment in terms of acting, as on camera, theatrical, as well as a voiceover guy. So... Phil and I had a great conversation, man. In fact, we started out talking, and it was going so good, I just told Ray Hernandez, who's our engineer, just start rolling the tape, because this is so fucking interesting, man. And we just kept... there was never any time when I actually said, and now let's begin the show. We just talked, so I'm going to have to tag that on later. It went so well that I'm now rethinking the whole format for Science of the Funny, and I'm thinking, you know what, it may be time to just... peel back three or four guests and just go with a one guest, one-on-one. I realize it's probably a hell of a lot like maybe what Kevin Pollak's is about and what a lot of guys, you know. Look, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people do interview podcasts. I dare say that they're all not the same. What gives them their uniqueness is the individual who's hosting them, I think, and... that isn't anything other than just, well, who, you know, everybody's different. So, you know, this guy's this way, this guy's this way, this woman is this way, she's that way, and Phil Henry's this way. And perhaps, you know, we can, we'll find a different way to go with this. Because it's a tough one to book, you know, try to get three people in there a week, three or four people in there a week. And Eddie Ift, who is going to also be on panel with us, got the day wrong or something. So, as it turned out, all I had with me was Phil Lamar, and that's all I needed. It was great. It was a great conversation. It was it covered a lot of areas, not only of voice acting, but of the reality of getting the job and what the job is when you're talking about not just talent, but also race. You know, Phil is black, and so... and he does a lot of voices. You've listened to Phil. He doesn't, quote, sound black, whatever the fuck that's supposed to sound like. And we get into that. Southern, the black urban, the African-American accent is informed a lot by the Southern accent. Because most, if not all, black people in this country are descendant of people who originated in the South. With one area that we discuss, one exception. And I'm not going to tell you what that is. You're going to have to listen to the podcast to find out. There is a absolute, if you will, matrix that's identifiable of black people in this country, and that is the southeastern United States. But there's one area of the country that we, together, Phil and I, thought might be the exception to that rule for African Americans. And we identified it just in thinking about it. Because Phil was the first, when we were talking, he said, except for this one part of the country. And I said, you're right. And I said, I think that's because thus and so. So you think on that and listen to the Science of the Funny next week. It drops on Thursday of next week with Phil Lamar. In the meantime, I do encourage you to listen to Mo Collins and to Alex Rubens, two really, really talented people. And I love them both. I think they're both so... brilliant. And also the fact that either one of those guys could have done their own, literally, could have been a one-on-one interview. So who knows? Maybe we've come up with a better plan. All right. Now, some things happening here. What the fuck is this? Why do I have all this goddamn... the Army Ranger stuff is from fucking yesterday, man. Why does this shit keep printing out? What is this? The Army Rangers, this is the second time the Army Rangers shit is printed. I don't want this shit, man. This is really interesting, okay? All right, I'll play. This is the second time this bullshit is printed. Ashley Madison. Okay, good. All right. Ashley Madison. I also wanted to print the Tiger Woods stuff. What happened to that shit? Throwback. I think it's here. Yep, there it is. Okay. Good, 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 good. All right. And then we have Bruce Jenner. Just saw this thing here. I don't know whether it's interesting to you guys or not, but let me show you what it is. Bruce Jenner. If Bruce Jenner goes to jail, Kris Jenner wants to marry Caitlyn Jenner. You're serious? Kris Jenner wants to marry Caitlyn Jenner again on TV. What do you think, marry again? You can't marry Caitlyn Jenner again. Caitlyn Jenner, you didn't marry. To get a huge payday and give ratings a huge boost at the same time, Hollywood Life reports that Kris Jenner is the mastermind behind her family's reality TV success and now has a brand new plan to revitalize her reality television show and ratings by using her ex-husband Caitlyn Jenner's transition, formerly named Bruce Jenner, to her advantage. Kris is talking to Caitlyn about getting remarried on TV. Oh, Jesus Christ. Kris is desperate for attention and validation and wants to feel she's still a viable producer and reality star. What? Revitalize her reality television show? What is it? And ratings? Let's take a look. I guess the ratings, are they down for the Kardashians? Well, there's that big Kardashian ass right there. I shouldn't call it a big Kardashian ass. That's the whatever her maiden name is. All right, so this is the... This is just a reprint of what was on Hollywood Life. This is an article in The Inquisitor that reprints word for word the article in Hollywood Life by Bonnie Fuller. So what is The Inquisitor? Is it just a page that reprints shit that other people worked their fucking asses off, sweated their asses off, and slaved themselves to the bone, only to have the... Let's see what Kim's got to say here. I bet you it ain't worth a pinch of shit. Hold on, Jesus H. Hold on, Jesus H. Hold on, Jesus H.
Is there a Kardashian-Jenner feud about to break out? Plus, is Kylie Jenner already married? She's definitely dropping some new hits. Hey guys, it's Emily for HollywoodLife.com, and Caitlyn Jenner's new E-series is in full swing.
What happened, man?
We've seen Kylie Jenner claim that she's already married to Tyga. Maybe she's joking.
Hey, not bitch, so sure. I don't see shit.
She's now wearing a very suspicious ring on her ring finger. And let's point out, Kylie did just graduate high school, so she's growing up. But the inner future mom and me wants her to...
Where the hell's the... Why do we not see anything?
Kim Kardashian throws down a...
This is interesting. I don't see anything on this. What's wrong with this, man? There it is. Is it like this? Do we got to do this? Maybe it's not allowed to be rebroadcast.
A huge warning.
Oh, I dig. No, I just can't do it.
To Caitlyn Jenner, is there a Kardashian-Jenner feud about to break out?
I don't know.
Plus, is Kylie Jenner already married?
Maybe there
married?
Is.
She's definitely dropping some new hints.
Is Kylie Jenner already married? Hi, Emily.
And Caitlyn Jenner's new E-series is in full swing.
How about
that?
We've
seen Kylie Jenner claim that she's already married to Tyga. Maybe she's joking. Not so sure.
Oh,
she's
Kylie.
She's now wearing a very suspicious ring
on
her ring finger.
Oh, my God. That's pretty suspicious.
And let's point out, Kylie did just graduate high school, so she's growing up. But the inner future mom and me wants her to wait until she is 18
the inner future mom and me
to get married.
Well, gives a fuck?
I don't know about all this. Anyway, what I do know is there is some tension between Caitlyn and Kim Kardashian. Now, we have heard that Kim's mom, Kris Jenner, will not appear on Kate's show. She doesn't want to play, quote, second fiddle to her ex. And if they do meet on camera,
her ex or her ex,
be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians,
right.
Not I Am Kate. So there is seemingly some major tension here. And Kim even feels like Caitlyn is bashing her side of the family. Just watch.
You look amazing. It's your time.
I'd like to watch, but we can't.
You don't have to bash us on your way up.
I do not like this, but I have to know, if it comes down to drama, would you guys...
Wait a minute.
Kim Kardashian throws down a huge warning to Caitlyn Jenner. Uh-huh. Is there a Kardashian-Jenner feud about to break out? Plus, is Kylie Jenner already married? She's definitely dropping some new hints. Hey, guys, it's new hints. Hey, guys, it's Emily for HollywoodLife.com and Caitlyn...
Emily? Wait a minute, Emily. This is by Bonnie Fuller. Who the fuck is Emily? Oh, I don't give a shit. Anyway, I'm going to I Am Kate recap. Caitlyn has a sleepover with Candace Kane. Oh, would you get that? You know, I don't know, man. It's the... I guess cool. You know, fuck it. I mean, that's just the that's just me. This is me. You know, I don't have to watch it. It's a little too fast for me. I'm not putting it down, and I ain't saying that people don't have the right. It's just a little too fast for me. And it isn't that Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. That ain't it. It's all the goddamn fucking tabloid shit that surrounds all this stuff. I feel personally like Caitlyn Jenner / formerly Bruce is getting exploited a little bit. However, I guess if it's a payday, it's a payday. So fuck it. Flock it. Hey, you know, if it's a fucking payday, it's a payday, huh? You're going to tell me the guy, you're going to do that? What are they going to do that? All right. Ah, fuck me. All right, ooh, yeah. So that's the that's the chicken shit there, huh? This is the 15th. This is Harvey. The other thing, Harvey is sick and tired of that goddamn music. You know, I want to sit here in the comfort of my own home. All right. So that's that. That's going to be Harvey. But he also needs his... Jesus, what a fucking day, though, man. I mean, I was out today. Got a call back, though, for a job on Monday, which is really good, man. So my new agent, my new voiceover agents, AVO Talent. All right. Sandy Schnarr and the gang. Sandy's like a legendary voiceover agent in California, here in Los Angeles, since like the 80s. I mean, back when I was doing... the very first voiceover that I ever did here in town, I didn't have an agent. I just had people calling me up. Do you want to do a job? You know, do you want to... I never went out and got an agent. Not until the very end of the run. The very end of the decade, I should say, before I left town. But I never had an agent. I remember getting these jobs. How the fuck did I get these jobs? I think was this the other talent asked me, or a producer would call me, you know. But I remember I did a voiceover for Dos Equis Beer. I did a couple of voiceovers for Dos Equis Beer. And boy, I'd love to get a hold of those. I told you guys, I did the voiceover with Phil Hartman for the Blues Brothers movie, Radio Spot. I did another one for, I forget who, man. I remember working in one session with Harold Gould. Remember the actor from The Sting, the guy with the mustache? very great voice, you know. Why did you bring him here? Remember that? He played, like, one of the guys that was conning this Robert Shaw character. But And then one with Alan Oppenheimer, which was the one of the Dos Equis commercial. And then, yeah, but I don't remember having an agent. But I do remember the name Sandy Schnarr. I remember throughout the 80s, everybody talking about her. And finally, I met her for the very first time, you know, last week. And decided to you know, go with those guys, and already were. Maybe got a job. We'll see. You know, callbacks are in the in the language of the business. You get a callback, it means the producers like you. They've narrowed it down, and they want to talk to you. So we'll see. I got a feeling, man, we can make a whole lot of money. See, my plan is this. I want to make a whole lot of money so I can put on this fucking party we're talking about come spring. See what I'm saying? Now you got the drift. I ain't gonna spend all my fucking money, but I want to put up some of my money, and I want to attract some sponsorship. See, here's the thing about sponsors. A sponsor will jump in if you've got enough people, if it's going to be worth their while. A sponsor's going to give you sponsorship money, but what do they get in return? They get promotion. So a lot of shit's got to fall into place here before the spring for us to really pull this fucker off. A lot of shit. But hey, you know what? I fully intend on making that shit fall into place. And you know, we've got to present to the sponsors a package that's going to be okay. Yeah, we'll partner with you on this. And then we got beer, we got wine, we got food, we got obviously the venue, we have the and all of the little things that we want to throw in there, you know, because what we're going to do is free admission for all BSPs. And then what we do is we have a special rates on rooms for anybody that wants to be to come to the Phil Henry party. Or maybe we ought to just have special rates on rooms for BSPs. We'll see. All right. I gotta get my shit together here, man. We are. Yeah.
Well, you really do need to get your shit together. This Chris Jenner. Why? How dare you give me this?
That's important.
Hell, what do you mean it's important? Jesus.
Yeah, you know this. Thank you very much for taking my side for a change, Sean.
Hey, listen, pal. Just be, you know, lucky that you know. Be lucky. It's better to be good than lucky.
Yeah. No, it's better to be lucky than good. Chris Jenner, and then
Tiger Woods becomes first since 1957 to win three majors in a year. And this throwback time, Phil. Well, Phil, this is God. This is good. Phil, this is good, Bert. This is God Newsweek. God Newsweek here, Phil. And, the throwback is it's time to take a look at these throwbacks, Phil. Tiger Woods becomes the first since 1957 to win three majors in a year. Tiger wins the PGA Championship in a playoff with Bob Bay, giving him his third major of the year. Feat last to come. So this is sports. This is God. Phil, this is God Burswing, and this is the sports throwback, sports flashback with God Turdwing. This is sports flashback with Harvey Weirman, Tiger Woods.
What if Harvey, instead of doing the news break, he's going to do sports flashback in an effort to make this thing work? Let me see. I think that would be very fun. Hey, man, don't fuck. Here we go. Yeah, don't fuck with me, man. See her. What? Jesus H. Christ. All right, here we go. NFL. All right, so what if it was like this? It was like... Nah, fuck that, man. I know what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do. This is way better. All right. Here we go. And this is Sports Flashback with Who Got With. This is Sports Flashback with Harvey Wireman. I like this a lot, man. Fuck it. Fuck up. Wait a minute, man. I gotta find the, get your freak on. Where the hell is it, man? Okay, there. I'll get your freak on. Now, what's up with this thing? That's 11. Get your freak on. Yeah, it's just you do what you can. You are what you is. You are what you eat. You know, I don't think there's any denying that. You are what you eat. So don't fuck with me. All right, I'm just kidding. All right, so that's that. So Harvey's gonna do that. This thing, that means that this thing is gonna go in. Kris Jenner. Okay. All right. So this is gonna be a report. Is it Bobby Dooley or?
Well, Phil, I think that Kris Jenner, yes, Phil, hi, Phil, well, Kris Jenner, we are very concerned because we have wanted her to do our Summertacular is coming up.
I thought you already had your Summertacular.
No, we haven't. We've not had our Summertacular. You'd know these things if you reported on it. We were going to invite Caitlin to... be a part of the fashion show. Steve was worried about it.
I don't think it's right.
My husband doesn't think it's right.
Why not?
Well, that's none of your beeswax.
Yeah, baby.
Freak.
All right, man. So, Bobby Dooley. Caitlyn Jenner has been uninvited. Steve is practicing his tiki dance, and there's a problem with Steve's tiki dance, I think. Now, what happens at Steve's tiki dance? Does he get set on fire? Do you hear explosives going off? I think we do. I think we hear explosives going off. Steve's tiki dance, okay. Sound effects. Right. Bullshit. Now, the tricky part about that, of course, there. And we are back. All right. So I think what I'm going to do here is check and see how much time. Oh, shit. That's the problem. All right. We're 27. Okay, good. Three more minutes. We will then, as you have often seen me do, go over here and let's see, where's our firework? I'll get into this file here. And go over to this file here. Yada-da-da-da, yada-da-da-dee. Open that fucker up. Get on over to the fireworks here. Wherever that may be. Where it is there. And that's the end of that romance. And such is the case there. So we'll set ourselves up here for the rest of the thing. then I gotta have that music ready to go. So I just open this up again. I gotta make sure I got my music there. And Daily Audio is our helicopter. Over to our sound effect, which we're not going to be using because we're going to our music then. And then we go to Bobby. No. We go to the music that's going to be Harvey. And Harvey is also at his home. So he's going to be sitting there and is listening to the TV. Okay. And then we go to Bobby and Steve. They are practicing the tiki dance. So that is a audio track. And I think that's Native Drums. What I labeled that, I'm not sure, but let's see, Leprechaun, Native Drums, there it is. I thought I did.
Hello, and I'm going to the Tiki Dance. Oh, yeah, it's the Tiki Dance. You better believe it's my Tiki Dance. Don't fuck with the Tiki Dance. Oh, don't fuck with the Tiki Dance. God damn it. God damn it.
Steve, what's going on?
Let the fireworks off, ma'am. Yeah, hey, hey. Got it. My ass. It went... Oh, honey, it went right up my ass.
Steve got a skyrocket. Oh, God, he got one wedged up there.
That'll be a beautiful thing. All right. Leon Dunphy. Who? All right. And then finally, so she's doing the Kris Jenner report.
I got to tell you, I'm very upset with this man going, you don't do that kind of thing. Now, I don't know what his problem is, calling himself a Christian. If a man wants to get something on the side, I got no problem with that, but this man represents himself as a member of a congregation, this Josh Duggar. Thank God it's a white man, because if that man was black, shit. I don't know, Phil. I feel like forgiveness is at hand. I think Josh Duggar he's Duggar'd himself. But Josh Duggar has set back the cause of Sex for Jesus. Well, Phil, I think when we talk about Josh Duggar, this guy is all messed up.
So I think Jay Sanis is going to deal with Josh Duggar. There's no question in my mind. I don't know about the rest of you, but I think it's all Jay Sanis all the time. And they're going to effect an arrest, Jay is, at the home of one of these Duggar people, maybe, right? And I think what's going to happen is, I think we need the soundtrack. Indoor party, here it is. No, that's, I can't do that, man. That's, can't do that either. I need something a little bit more phony. Sounds like on the phone kind of phone. And then what I need here is porn. Phone porn. Where is it? There it is. Okay, so Jay is going to be at the... Jay, where are you, man? Police. I think you're driving. I think you got to be driving. I think they're driving, and I think they're on the freeway there. Yeah. Okay, there's Jay. And then, finally... Is that it, man? I got Bobby and I got Jay Sanis. Bobby, look at this. I wrote this Bobby Dutlet. All right, we're ready, man. Booby Dutlet. Turn it off. Let's do our thing. Let's get our shit together.
I'm gonna get my shit together.
All right, here we go, man. Hi, it's Phil Hendry for Uber, reminding you that I know you like to make money. Let's try this again. Hi, Phil Hendry for Uber, and I know as it goes, you like making... Let's try this again. Hi, Phil Hendry for Uber. Here's a great idea for you to share with yourself, with me to share with you, and you can share with other people. Let's just share this around as much as we possibly can. Driving with Uber. Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I take Uber a bunch. I love them. I love the people that drive with Uber. I really love the experience. And I encourage you, if this is something that sounds like it's up your alley, if you want to make some extra money, you've got the flexible schedule, or you need flexibility in how you might... earn a few extra dollars, maybe even some lice. Do it again. Hi, Phil Hendry here for Uber.